Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Wednesday morning. We are live at the Clinton County 4-H Fair for 2020. I want to thank our sponsors, our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. Those sponsors are helping us out all week at HoosierlandTV.com, bringing you some of the programs from the fair here as you're not able to get out. Also, a special thanks to State Senator Brian Buchanan for sponsoring the Party Line program this week from the fair. And our normal Party Line sponsors, we love them too. Appreciate them at Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's and Greek's Pizzeria, Clinton County Daily News.com, and Hardesty Landscaping. I'm Kevin Keith, and we are talking to some 4-H members this morning. I've got twins, Lauren and Grayson. I'm going to try to get this right. You're Grayson, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So which one's older?
I am.
Okay.
I'm older.
By how much?
By 2 minutes.
2 whole minutes. You're a little shorter than her, though.
Yes, I am.
So have you guys, I guess you've been, both of you, in 4-H for about 4 years. First off, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, okay. And I guess you guys are both
13.
Yeah, okay. So you started, when you were 9 or so on this?
Yeah, in third grade. So, yeah, about 9.
Okay. Why did you get started in 4-H? What made you think that?
Well, my mom got remarried, and so he was always in 4-H. So I decided that I wanted to do steers and heifers my first year. So I decided to do that, and then she started doing pigs, and I decided I wanted to do that too. So here I am.
Sounds like you guys got a farm going.
Yeah, we kind of do. My stepdad works on a farm, so
okay. That's
where we get all from.
So, Grayson, what's your favorite project you've done in the last 4 years?
Cattle. I really enjoy my cattle a lot. So.
Okay. And what about you, Lauren? What's your favorite?
I enjoy both, but I can't say because I love both of them.
Both equal, huh? Now, Lauren, I understand that you do some cooking, too. Is that one of your projects this year?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing?
We were supposed to do a pretzel or a biscuit, but I just turned in my record sheet this year.
Okay, yeah, it's a little different with COVID-19.
Yes, it is.
So how are your pretzels and biscuits?
They are fantastic.
Do you eat her cooking, Grayson?
Yeah, I pretty much do it all the time.
So do you have a favorite project you've done?
Like I said, cattle. Yeah.
All right. So you guys are with the Michigan Town Wonder Workers. Have you ever done anything else other than animals, Grayson?
No, I'm not. I like my animals a lot more than I would do my just the
sewing or something.
Yeah.
And you'll let Lauren cook, and you can eat that, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So do you guys, either one of you, have any future plans? Where do you go to school at now, Lauren?
Clinton Central.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a teacher.
Oh, that's awesome. What about you, Grayson?
I want to be a veterinarian.
Okay. Because you love animals, right?
Animals, yes.
I see a theme starting here. You love animals.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing here today? You've got the swine show this afternoon, then?
Yes, we do. Yep.
You feel pretty confident with the animal you brought?
Yeah, I feel very confident.
Do you have a name for your swine?
Yeah, I have a Hampshire bear. His name's Diesel.
Diesel, okay. What about you, Lauren?
I have a Duroc named Copper.
Copper, okay. And you guys have been working on these pretty hard for, what, the last 3 or 4 months?
Oh, yes, very hard.
Okay. Well, have fun as we start school here in a couple weeks, and you guys have fun today, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Grayson and Lauren Stevens, two twins from the Michigan Town Wonder Workers doing cattle and pigs this year. I've got Alex Taylor, if you want to roll over this way. We'll talk to you for a momento. You're with the Union Progress Seekers. You do sheep, beef, chicken, rabbits, and llamas. That sounds like my supper last night.
Yeah.
A lot of things
done.
So why do you branch out into so many things? How do you keep that straight?
I branch out because I want to see everything I can do, a lot of experiences that you can enjoy, because every species has a little bit different people in it, and I want to meet everybody I can and just get my name out there.
So out of sheep, beef, chicken, rabbits, and llamas, do you have one animal that's the favorite that you love to work with?
Yes, sheep.
Okay.
That's main animal we take everywhere. We go to 5 different states with them. And
what's that experience been like going to other states?
Very excellent. You meet a lot of very nice people, a lot of good friends that you'll have for the rest of your life, and a good time all around.
I understand you had you've been in 4-H for 7 years, and did you have some big luck yesterday? It was.
Yeah, I ended up getting Grand and Reserve Champion Ram.
Wow! Tell us about your Ram.
Well, he's the best. He was the best year. He was really nice. He came out. He came out really nice. He filled out for us, and all around was a very, very nice animal.
Did you have him from the time he was a baby?
Yeah, ever since the day he was born.
Oh, okay. How old is he now?
Right now, he was born in September, so...
Okay. Not even a year old?
Not a year old yet, but he will be.
So what grade are you in? Where do you go to school at?
Right, I'll be a sophomore, and I go to Frankfurt, and then I take I classes over at Prairie.
What are you hoping to do after you graduate high school?
Go to college and become a vet. Okay. Large animal vet.
Okay, I've heard vet a couple times this morning. So 7 years, you've still got a couple years in 4-H.
Yeah, three more years, and it's coming fast.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. So have you ever done anything other than animals?
I did gardening there for 4 years, like that, but it was just got to the point that it was have all these animals. I had to drop something. I didn't want to drop another animal, so I dropped the gardening.
Did you enjoy the gardening, though? It's cool to plant something and see it grow.
Yeah, we still got a little bit of a garden going back home, but nothing worth showing anyway.
Yeah. Well, Alex, I appreciate your time this morning, and good luck to you today.
Thank you.
And congratulations on yesterday.
Thank you.
All right. Alex Taylor, I appreciate his time, 7 years in 4-H. You, McKenzie, come on around here. We got Mackenzie Smith. She's been in 4-H for 7 years. She's with the Country Clovers with swine, cattle, sheep. Again, an animal theme.
Yep, that's all I've done for the past 7 years. So,
where do you go to school at?
I go to Clinton Central.
What do you want to do? Are you a senior this year?
No, I'm going in my sophomore year. Okay. I want to be a feed salesman. So.
Oh, really? Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Why that?
I'm just really interested in feed and nutrition for animals.
Okay, that's cool. So you might be going to Purdue or something like that, right?
Yeah. Either Purdue or Texas A&M, that's my plan.
Oh, very good. Congratulations. So out of swine, cattle, and sheep, do you have a favorite animal?
Yeah, swine. I've been showing since I was 5, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've kind of got this down, right, with being in 4-H for 7 years?
Yeah, I do.
How's it been different with COVID, though? This has changed everything, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. We haven't been able to get out to as many open shows and stuff, so it's been kind of difficult with the animals to get them ready for everything, especially the pigs. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling a little bit because they're quite spooky and stuff, mm-hmm. so... They're a little difficult to just get out once for county fair and have them be as good as you want them to be and be as ready as you want them to be. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I guess you'll have a couple more years with 4-H. Is that what you plan on doing, is staying with the animals?
Yep.
Well, good luck to you this afternoon then, McKenzie. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Get in my cheese seats. Jackson, get over here. Jackson Trinary. I already know your parents. 4-H, 4 years swine project, and you're with the Michigan Town Wonder Workers?
Yeah.
So what do you like about your swine project?
It's just fun. It just gives me something to do in the evenings and the mornings. It's just keeping me busy.
Now, I know swine, you've been around that from the time you were in diapers.
Yeah.
So how do you go about picking your pigs?
I just get the ones I think look best, really. I mean, I think that's what everybody does, but to me, there's a lot of guys that we work with, and they all raise it like to raise show pigs, so we kind of get them off who we know, nobody different, really.
So some of your friends maybe, you know, that don't show, or maybe not even in 4-H, you know, that's from school and stuff, what would you tell them about 4-H? Why would you want them to be involved?
I think it would be involved because a lot of my friends don't have a lot going on. I think 4-H to me is like something to keep you busy, something that, not like an all-day project, but something to morning and night. So I would think that they should do that and just to keep them busy around. I mean, some friends, you know, they don't like it, and some friends, they don't like animals, but I would encourage them to definitely get into it.
Well, I agree. Yeah. I'll let you get back to your pigs because I know you got a show today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. George, what can I ask you that we haven't already asked? Graduating senior and 10-year 4-H member, what's been the best part of your 10 years?
Just being able to go to every show every year and meet new people and work with those people as a team, and you get a group of stock together and you guys can just kind of go as a team, win as a team, lose as a team, and you learn a lot of new responsibilities, and that'll take you far in life.
Well, I know you had a good cattle show. I was impressed watching you show sheep. Because I hadn't had an opportunity. I watched you a little bit, but I hadn't had a good seat where I could really view it well. But the goat show yesterday, that one took me by surprise, and you had a good goat show.
Yeah. I actually raised goats of my own, so it's something I've drew a big interest in the last 4 or 5 years. And yesterday I was blessed to have a good day.
And Tell our listeners a little bit more about the type of goats that you raise.
I'm more of the weather style. I mean, I like them. We start with structure. Once you get good structured ones, you go from there. You're going to want them. I'm a big short-eared guy. I don't like long-eared goats. I'm pretty picky about that. Once you get them busted open at the base of their chest and they're sound and functional, you want to pack them with as much muscle as you can and still keep everything right, feet and leg-wise, and you put plenty of back shape in them, and you get them ready for their show ring presence.
Well, as I said, you've had 3 big days already, and here you're getting ready to have another one going into the swine show. What are you looking for today as far as the overall show?
Anything can happen under any certain day, and we just come and try to do our best, make sure our animals are presented at their very best and shown at their very best, so anything can happen, and we'll see where that takes us.
You're a 10-year member. What would you tell a younger person thinking about getting into 4-H, hasn't done it yet? How would you mentor them to know that this is a good thing to get into as a kid?
It's a great opportunity for any young kid. I think it's a great organization. Not only do you learn stuff day-to-day, things at home and life skills that will take you anywhere you want to go, but you also meet new friends, and those bonds can last you a lifetime. And I think any kid that even has the slightest interest should give it a shot, because it's truly amazing on how it can mold somebody, on how they become as a person, and how they will mature throughout life.
All right. Well, Tate, thanks for hanging out with us. Good luck and congratulations on a successful 10 years.
Thank you.
All right. I'll get you in a minute, okay? Okay, Keegan, next up. Keegan Burnett, you're a junior. Oh, my, I feel old. You're a junior this year. You've shown lambs. I've been watching you show lambs. And tell us a little bit about the lamb show, and I know how happy you were because you came to see me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was very pleased yesterday with my day. I got 4th overall in the U show and was very pleased with the outcome. And then one of our other lambs that we show, I show along with, got 3rd overall behind Stillwell's. So I was very pleased and blessed to have a very good day.
What do you like about the sheep project? Because I know you kind of started midway, and it just seemed like it caught your eye, and you got really enthusiastic and really excited about it.
Yeah, one of my neighbors, they show lambs, rural club lambs, and they told me I should come out, and I started helping them feed and water, and kind of got sucked to it. I mean, sheep are kind of dumb, but, you know, it's fun just to go out there and you just show them and, you know, have fun, and you just learn a lot of responsibilities, and it takes patience. It's something you learn along the way, because you definitely need it if you're going to show lambs.
I agree, and I think it also helps with a degree of maturity as you grow with the project, and the lambs grow with maturity. You kind of grow together, and you get to know each other's personalities, and that means a lot when you're trying to work with any animal, I think.
Yeah, you got to kind of get to know your lambs, or I mean, they're timid, they get scared, and like you said, you kind of got to mature along with them and know your lamb, definitely, if you're going to show them.
That's right. So what would you tell a younger member that's thinking about maybe getting into the sheep project and they can't make up their mind whether that's what they really want to do?
I'd tell them just go for it, you know. There's no hurt if you try it. I mean, you live, you learn. You got to do it sometime, so it's definitely a good project to do it. It's fun. You learn a lot of responsibilities, and it's just something I like to do. So.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk, and I know you've got stuff going on, and I think you have somebody to go help with pigs, don't you?
Well, he's standing right here next to me right now, so a little bit later, yes, I'll be helping for sure.
All righty. Thanks, Keegan. Austin Orem. Kind of like the partner in crime, I think, here. Austin, your senior, 9-year member, swine. Talk about your swine project.
Yeah, so I got started with swine my first year, and it's just kind of grown and progressed since then, and we've gotten pretty involved in the overall swine industry altogether, and it's just kind of grown into something that I'm pretty interested in and pretty competitive in as well.
Now, I know you've done well. You've had great success in the swine project, but I got another project I want to ask you about. You didn't write it down, but I have you on film, so I know you do this. Tell everybody about the mini tractor pulls.
Yeah, so that's kind of something that my dad has a niche for, is the tractor pulling, and it's something I kind of grew up around. And when I heard about the project, I got pretty interested in it. And so basically what you do is you take a toy tractor that you have around home that you kind of don't play with around anymore or something, and you have to cut it apart, and there's an electric division and a gas powered division, and you have to put a motor on it and some gears, and you run it down the track just like any other tractor pull.
You say you put a motor on it. Now, are there different divisions, different motors that you put on? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when you first start out on the project, your first few years you can only run an electric powered one. So it comes in a kit already prepared for you from the RC place in Lafayette that got it started, and you have to run that certain motor. And then once you get into sixth grade, you can run division two, which is the pro stock class, and that's just a gas powered like 75% fuel mixture, I think it is, and it's a specific motor as well. I think it's like a 0.06 cubic inches or something like that. And then once you get into high school, you can run the super stock class, which is a much bigger motor and much bigger tractor, and it has a lot more power.
Getting back to the swine, thank you for that, by the way, because I knew a little bit about it, but I think it's fascinating to watch. Getting back to the swine, what are you showing today?
I've got a couple Tamworth barrows, a spot gilt, and a crossbred barrow.
So I know you livestock judge, too. Yeah. What do you look for when you're looking for, especially a market right now?
So it's pretty similar to all other species. You've got to start from the ground up. You got to make them right on their feet and legs and make sure they've got enough foot and bone underneath them. And then once you get that right, you start adding muscle and look and presence to them and making sure they've got enough body and width as far as market animals. And you just want to make sure they've got as much meat animal shape as you can get into them.
Well, I appreciate you coming and talking. I know you need to get to the swine barn and you need to put your hired help to work. So have a great show and look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you.
All right, Emery Brown. Emery Brown is a first-year 4-H member, but she also did clover buds as well. So I've known Emery for quite some time. And your brother's back here trying to take a picture, so we're going to turn this a little bit so he can take one. Because Mom probably wants that picture, right, Hudson? Okay, Emery, you have been a busy little girl down here at the show arena. You have showed sheep, you have showed goats, and now you're getting ready to show pigs. Tell our listeners what you like about showing animals.
I think it's a good use of, like, time, and it's really fun.
Now, you did. Your sheep are almost twice your size.
Yeah.
How did you learn how to handle those big sheep?
I learned to handle them when they were smaller, but weren't like super small. But yeah, they're if you get them calmed down, it's pretty easy to get them set.
Okay, you showed goats yesterday.
Yeah.
And you did really good with your goats, but you also did something else that a lot of people don't get to do. You won a couple of chairs yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what did you do to win those chairs?
I just had to get him set, and so he wouldn't freak out as much as he did, but that's pretty much how.
Well, Emery's being pretty modest. She won beginner showmanship as a first-year member, and then she went in against fourth and fifth graders, and she won junior showman as well. And that's pretty good for a first-year member to be able to walk away with two showmanship titles. Congratulations. And anything that you want to tell maybe your classmates that aren't in 4-H, what would you tell them about doing 4-H? What do you like about it?
I think it would be good for them to do it, so then they would have something that they would really like to do. And like, there's a whole bunch of projects in it, so.
That's right, because you do building projects too, don't you?
I do barbecue.
Yes. Oh, she cooks. That's going to be good, because barbecue is on Saturday. Can you tell us a secret? Can you tell us what you're making?
I'm making pork tenderloin.
Oh, I'm going to be in line. I'm going to vote. I want to be a judge. I want to be a judge so I can taste that. Well, Emery, I thank you very much. I know you need to get back to your pigs. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All righty. We got a couple of guys that have been standing here waiting. They cannot wait to get on the air. Why don't you tell us your name and then tell us your projects?
My name is Owen Wellman, and I've been working with swine. I did woodworking and electric.
Okay, I know Dad did swine too. I remember that when he was in 4-H. You said you did woodworking and electric too. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your electric project?
Well, it was really fun, especially the soldering. And it was pretty easy. I mean, it took us like a night to do it. Literally, like an hour.
Well, that's not too bad. So what did you have to make for electric?
We had to do the board, and then we had to wire a parallel or series switch to light up two bulbs.
So, Owen, I got one more question for you. Did you do the gong show?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That's where I've been on the radio before.
Yep. That's right. You were on the radio with Bill and I and did the gong show. I remember that. Did you like your pizza?
We didn't get it.
You didn't get a pizza?
We didn't get it.
Oh, we got to work on that. We got to work on that. I'll see what I can do. I'll pull some strings, Owen. I'll get you a pizza.
All right.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.
All righty. What's your name and what's your projects?
My name's Gavin. I've done Legos, gardening, sheep, pigs, and llamas. I've turned in my I've done sheep, and today I'm doing pigs. So.
And you said you do llamas?
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't had anybody talk about llamas yet. So why don't you tell me about the llama project?
So you basically, it's kind of like parkour with your llama. You do it together. You'll take it around things and over and stop and look at things.
Okay. They got to go through an obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
And you get to lead them around.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you did Legos?
Yep.
What did you do for your Lego project?
I did a saber-toothed tiger with human in its mouth, human on its back, and it's standing on a mountain.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I'm going to have to make sure I go back down and look and see that project.
It's on the bottom.
So, what do you like about being in mini 4-H?
That you get to do like crafts and stuff.
So what do you like best? Do you like your craft projects better, or do you like your animal projects better?
Crafts. Actually, llamas, then crafts.
Llamas and then crafts. All right. That's cool. Well, Gavin, I thank you for talking to us, and you go probably better go check out your pigs.
Thank you.
So what's neat about the mini project that Gavin was just talking about is the way I explain it in the 4-H world is you have T-ball, then you have baseball and softball. So mini 4-H is our T-ball. That is how we rope those kids in and get them involved in doing different fun activities. And then once they get into third grade, it's full blown. You're a first year 4-H member and you do it for the next 10 years. So mini 4-H is kind of a neat experience that we get to offer through 4-H as well. So
yeah, exactly. And then here in our county, it's rare. Not all counties have a Cloverbud program, and we have that too as well, where we get the kindergarten and first grade involved, and they get a tiny taste of it. They actually have projects that they get to do. They have their own books and everything, just like the minis. But the minis have, probably what, 25 projects to choose from, roughly?
Yeah, there's several. I mean, we have about 70 and if you're actually in the true 4-H that you can choose from, and it's at least 40 or so that they get to choose. Robotics, I mean, there's all different types that kids can get hands-on activities through the 4-H program.
Yeah, it's grown a lot since you were in minis, and minis
hey,
really...
Hey.
Really, well...
that long ago.
Let's be realistic on this, though. Not talking age or anything. But minis actually started when your brother and my son started 4-H.
Yep.
So it was still relatively new when you were in it.
Yep. So, I mean, and then we had a little bit of a change on how we were doing the whole 4-H program. When I went through 4-H, some kids were going through for age, and some kids were going through by grade. So there's a small amount of confusion, but that's all cleared up now, and we do everything by grade. So once you are in third grade, you can start being in 4-H.
Yeah, exactly. I know back when I started, it was 10-year-old when you started, and we didn't have a mini program, so you just went straight into 4-H. Bethany, any last words before I cut you loose to go be official, and I got to go be official?
Yeah, come enjoy the fair. Today's the hog show. Start at 1 o'clock.
All righty. I'm going to give it back to Kevin so he can close things out. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our 4-H kids.
Yeah, we're having fun this year, and I appreciate Melissa and Ken being out here, too.